Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shalom Bayis, Shir number 465. We are going to talk about two different ways how people handle stress and how very often men and women tend to react differently under stress, under any uncomfortable situation, and how they handle it. And you need to learn, we need to learn, how they handle this differently, because it could save us a lot of agmas nefesh if we learn this mida in understanding human nature. And that itself will alleviate a lot of suffering that takes place because of misunderstanding each other when we're underneath stress. So stereotypically, most men, when they're in stressful positions, they generally focus more on the problem-solving part of it. They isolate themselves from other external influences. They block it out. They conceal their difficulties, and they try to say, I'm burying it. I'm just going to try to solve this stuff on my own. And many men feel that discussing it with others serve no purpose, unless it's for the purpose of resolving an issue. So if men have a problem, if they need a practical piece of information, then they'll go over to other men and say, how do you deal with this? How do you deal with that? But to talk things through, they usually don't do that. They prefer to find solutions on their own, or if they have to, they'll ask advice from other men on some of the solutions if they need to do that. But talking about it will make them feel more uncomfortable and concerned, because they're just interested right now primarily on solving the problem. And if a man cannot find an adequate solution to the problem, then he usually shuts down and he focuses on something else. Because he says to himself, right now I can't solve this problem. Thinking about it is pointless. If a good idea comes up, then fine. Now, the problem is, though, the Chazal, the Gemara, brings down two different approaches to what you do when you have stress and worries. It's a Gemara Yuma, Daf Ayin Hey Amid Aleph. And you see, here's one of those things, because even though women don't learn Gemara per se, but this is actually a Maimer Chazal that's in the Gemara that it is worthwhile for women to know and learn. So it says there, it's from a Pasuk in Mishlei, Daga Belevish, if there is a worry in the heart of a man, Yashichena. Then there should be this concept of Yashichena. And there are two opinions of what the word Yashichena or Yashichena is. Rav Ami and Rav Asi. One of them says, Yasichena midaitoi. If one is worried, he should push the worries out of his mind. Just knock it off. Block it. Put it out of your mind. The other version is the opposite. Chadama, the other one, says, Yasichena la'achirim. Share it with others. Tell your concerns to others. And sometimes men find that the best way to deal with stress is to ignore it, forget about it, deal with it my own way when I am ready for a solution. When a woman, a wife, recognizes that this is her husband's type, if it is indeed his personality, then she won't feel resentful if her husband doesn't discuss his feelings with her when he's stressed out. He understands. It's not personal. It's not that he doesn't want to share his life with her. It's a protective mechanism. This is how my husband copes with stress. He shuts things down when he's under stress. And she will learn. She'll give him some breathing space, leave him in his quote-unquote hiding place. At some point, he'll come around with a solution on his own, or he will open up and share and ask her opinion. But that may happen days later. So that's generally speaking how men would handle it. Women, on the other hand, have a different approach generally. They get deeply absorbed by their situation, and they realize it's not the actual solution that's the main point here. I want to discuss it. It makes me feel better. Yashichena l'acherim, to talk it to others. That's how I remove worry from my heart. It makes me feel better. In and of itself, whether it helps the situation or not, the talking about it makes me feel better. Now, when a husband realizes that this is his wife's style, then he, the husband, will learn to be there to listen, because he'll understand that a discussion with his wife will likely be different from the type of discussion he has with his friends. Here, he needs to learn, I will listen to my wife's feelings. I will become emotionally involved in her life. So in general, yes, is it a good idea if men and women have worries they should keep to themselves and not create a stressful environment in the home? Ideally. But they need to give each other space to allow themselves to talk about what's on each other's mind when they need to. But always try to be calm and upbeat as possible. And don't let moods dictate the atmosphere of your home. The Shevet Musar, Perek Tes Zayin, brings down from the Tzavos Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. He says, fascinating. It's really common sense, but he says, have a zohir, you should be careful. Af bi yomim shata otzev alev desiba, even on days that you may be down or depressed for whatever reason, al timane, don't hold yourself back, melaharis panim seichakos le'ishtecha, from showing a shiny, friendly face, warm face to your wife, so that she should not feel that you resent her or hate her even. Because she doesn't know what's really bothering you. So therefore, he's saying, basically, is that if you are shut down your problems and block out your wife, your wife will make the false assumption that you hate her or resent her. In the meantime, there's nothing of the sort. You're just in your own world trying to solve the problem on your own. And sometimes that doesn't work. So therefore, it's important to give yourself to your wife, but save upon him yafis, a friendly face. That's the first thing you do when you invite a guest, a friendly face for people overall. Because it improves Beidav L'chavei, right? But also pertaining to a husband and wife. To treat each other with a friendly face and a smile. And he needs to listen to his wife's feelings, be emotionally involved in her life. Very, very important. Also, part of it is to understand each other's language. You need to understand that each one may use words differently. Right? Men have a tendency, for example, to speak in a direct way. And they say exactly what they mean. Wives listening to this will say, oh, they're too abrupt. They're rude to me. Meanwhile, they're not being rude. It's just their manner of speaking. In other words, when a husband comes home, how was your day? I'm feeling fine. Chances are what he's thinking in his brain is I'm feeling fine. Right? But the wife doesn't know this. So she may interpret, I'm feeling fine. Uh-oh, something's not good there. Why is he so quiet? Something's off. Meanwhile, nothing's really off. I'm fine. End of story. That's the way many male brains work. How are you? He looks, scans through the day. Oh, it was fine. And he moves on. And that's all. And the wife is thinking, oh, he was too abrupt. Maybe something's really bothering him. What's going on? And so on. So that's sometimes women have this tendency to make these big assumptions and assertions. So if that happens, then the husband needs to chop this and dig more deeply in her words to understand what is interpreted by it. So if she asks him, how was your day? He needs to realize, oh, if I just answer, I am fine, it may seem abrupt. So I'll say a few more sentences explaining overall how the day went. To communicate better and to align with each other better and to see what each other, how we're thinking and feeling. So he gives an example here. Let's say a man comes home one evening. His wife approaches him. He says, why do you think things all over the place? And he's wondering to himself, what do you mean always? Where are my things always all over the place? Don't you see I organize my stuff every night? But she's accusing him of making a mess. So he becomes annoyed. And he's sticking up for his rights. But when he thinks it through, he has to say, what does my wife mean always? That I'm always all over the place, my things. What does that mean? She knows that I keep things under control well, that I normally do organize things properly. What does it mean, always? So her always may be meaning to say that you help me sometimes, I know that, but now I would appreciate a little extra help and moral support. So instead of saying that, she doesn't know how to say it. So she says, you know, you're always leaving a mess and you're always not helping me and so on and so forth. Of course, a wife should know that when she conveys to her husband, she needs to convey it with a proper, you know, derech eretz in the way she's talking to him. But at the same time, you know, don't assume as a husband always means always. He understands her style of speaking. It will remove a lot of agmas nefesh from both of them. So when you're both in a loving relationship, the key is you want to think beyond the surface. Think beyond the surface of how your husband or wife is feeling rather than what they say. Another aspect also that's very important is learning how to deal with conflicts with each other. And we're going to discuss that, Bezras Hashem, in an upcoming shir. Bracha and Hatzlacha.